This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa cattle producers are making their voices heard. We'll have more from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, since right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
Winter is a season that is often full of meetings in the ag industry, as it is generally a good time to plan out the next year. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association held its annual convention in Ames last month, where members gathered to discuss and vote on their policy priorities. Kelly Wicks, Director of Government Relations and Public Policy for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, said one of their Iowa priorities is to invest in H5N1 vaccine research.
One of our big priorities is putting funding into foreign animal disease vaccine development. That's a really huge issue. Like we talked about, H5N1 is currently spreading in the poultry industry, and then the issues it's had with transmission in the dairy industry. We want to make sure agricultural producers are protected through vaccination, as it's a proven technology. And so that's a really big priority for us.
Wicks said these annual meetings are a great opportunity for producers to make their voices heard.
It's always great to hear that discussion and what producers are concerned about, what they're facing at home, but then also having their understanding of what's going on around them. So these discussions and these policy meetings are great opportunities to get that on paper and have it with those farmers.
Wicks added that she encourages even more Iowa cattle producers to get involved and attend ICA events throughout the year.
We encourage all members to stay engaged with us at staff at the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. February 26th will be our Cattlemen at the Capitol, so we invite all cattle producers to join us and have all their cowboy hats and conversations with the Iowa legislature. We also will have opportunities for some membership to fly out to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and their interactions there in D.C. So there's plenty of opportunity to get directly involved, but there's also opportunity around the state through different meetings and forums to engage with memberships at your level and your region, and then also with ICA staff.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.